Ever feel like your brain's just stuck on overdrive, you know?
Yeah.
With the news and everything, like constantly bombarding us with information and updates and notifications,
Absolutely.
it can be a lot. So today we're diving into something that can help create a little calm in the middle of all that chaos.
Okay.
Contemplative meditation.
Sounds good.
But hold on.
Yeah.
This isn't about, you know, chanting om on a mountaintop or anything.
Right.
We're talking about a focused conversation with yourself using specific themes or questions to really unlock some insights and find a little clarity.
Yeah, it's fascinating actually how contemplative meditation kind of draws on this, like ancient wisdom, but is now, backed by modern science.
Right?
It's not just like some feel-good practice. Research is actually revealing its impact on the brain, boosting cognitive function, even rewiring neural pathways for better emotional regulation.
Okay, so there's real science behind it. I'm intrigued. But
Right.
like, what exactly is contemplative meditation? And how is it different from, say, mindfulness meditation, which everyone seems to be talking about these days?
Right. Well, you can think of mindfulness as like being present in the moment, noticing your breath and sensations without judgment. But contemplative meditation takes it a step further. You choose a specific theme, question, or concept to reflect on. It's like using a lens to focus your attention and explore a particular aspect of your inner world.
So instead of just observing my thoughts, I'm actively engaging with them,
Exactly.
using a specific focus to guide my reflection.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But isn't the goal of meditation to quiet the mind?
Right.
Doesn't contemplative meditation kind of encourage more thinking?
That's a common misconception. Contemplative meditation isn't about silencing your thoughts. It's about channeling them in a productive way. Remember that prefrontal cortex we talked about? It's the CEO of your brain, responsible for planning, decision-making, complex thought. Contemplative practice engages this area, strengthening those neural pathways, which can actually lead to improvements in focus and mental clarity.
So it's like a workout for your brain, but instead of lifting weights, you're lifting ideas.
I like that.
I like that. But how does someone actually go about doing this? Where do you even begin?
Well, the first step is choosing a focus for your meditation.
Okay.
This could be a question that's been weighing on your mind, like, what are my core
Okay.
values? Or what brings me a sense of purpose? You could reflect on a quote that inspires you,
Right.
or a concept like forgiveness or
So
gratitude.
something that really speaks to me personally.
Exactly.
Got it. Then what? Do I need to like find a secluded cave and sit in the lotus position?
No caves required.
Okay, good.
Just find a quiet space where you can be comfortable and undisturbed for about 10, 15 minutes. It could be your bedroom, a park bench, even your car during your lunch break. The key is to minimize distractions and create a sense of stillness.
Okay, quiet space, comfortable position. Check and check what's next. Do I just like launch into my chosen theme?
Not quite yet. Start by bringing awareness to your breath. Take a few deep, slow breaths, noticing the rise and fall of your chest and belly. This helps to kind of settle the mind and body, creating a sense of presence.
Deep breaths, always a good starting point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm relaxed, I'm breathing deeply, I'm ready to dive into my theme.
Okay.
Now what?
Gently bring your chosen focus to the forefront of your awareness. It's not about forcing answers or like overthinking. Just hold the question, quote, or concept in your mind and see what arises.
So if I'm like contemplating the meaning of happiness, I just let my thoughts kind of flow naturally around that idea.
Exactly.
No need to overanalyze or judge what comes up.
Precisely. You might find memories surfacing, emotions bubbling up, or even snippets of conversations you've had about happiness. The key is to observe these thoughts and feelings without judgment, as if you're like a curious observer watching clouds drift by.
Okay, the non-judgment part is crucial. I get that. But what if those clouds turn into like a thunderstorm of negative thoughts?
Right.
How do I stay detached and not get like swept away by the storm?
That's where the real skill of contemplative meditation comes in. Instead of getting caught up in the content of your thoughts, try to shift your attention to the process of thinking itself.
Okay.
Notice the thoughts arising, observe their fleeting nature, and gently redirect your attention back to your breath or your chosen theme.
So it's like I'm training my mind to be more aware of its own workings. I'm not trying to stop the thoughts altogether, but I'm learning to observe them with a sense of detachment, almost like they're happening to someone else.
Exactly. It's like you're developing this meta-awareness a higher level of consciousness that can observe the ebb and flow of your thoughts without getting lost in the current.
Wow.
And as you practice this, you'll find that you have more space between your thoughts, more freedom to choose how you respond to them, rather than just reacting automatically.
This is fascinating. It's like contemplative meditation is giving me like a whole new set of mental tools to work with. But what about those aha moments, those flashes of insight that everyone talks about? How do I know if I'm actually like getting anywhere with this practice?
Those insights often come when we least expect them.
Mm.
Sometimes during meditation, sometimes in the middle of a mundane task. It's like our subconscious mind is working on the problem in the background, and then suddenly the solution just pops into our awareness.
So it's not necessarily about having like a eureka moment during meditation itself. It's about creating the conditions for those insights to kind of emerge naturally even after the practice is over.
Exactly. And that's why it's so helpful to incorporate journaling into your contemplative practice. By writing down your reflections, you can start to notice patterns, connections, and insights that might have otherwise slipped away.
Journaling is such a powerful tool for self-discovery.
It is.
It helps you capture those like fleeting thoughts and feelings and see them in a new light. It's like having a conversation with your own inner wisdom.
Precisely. And as you continue to engage in this dialogue with yourself, you'll find that contemplative meditation becomes more than just a practice. It becomes a way of life.
Yeah, it's remarkable how like turning inward can actually have an effect outwards, you know, influencing not just our inner world, but also, you know, how we interact with others and navigate the complexities of like daily life.
You're right. We haven't really touched on like the practical applications of contemplative meditation. You know,
yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in like the mechanics of the practice itself.
Mm.
But how can we actually integrate these principles into our busy lives?
Mm. Well, think about those moments when you're feeling like overwhelmed or stressed, right?
Yeah.
Instead of reaching for your phone or letting your mind spiral, what if you just paused and took a few conscious breaths?
Okay.
Connecting with the present moment, just like in your contemplative practice.
You're saying that those like mini moments of mindfulness we cultivate during meditation can actually become like a go-to tool for dealing with stress in real time. Absolutely. It's like building a mental muscle.
Mm-hmm.
The more you practice bringing awareness to your thoughts and emotions in a calm and focused environment, the more easily you can access that skill when you need it most.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Whether you're stuck in traffic or facing a challenging deadline.
So I'm essentially training my brain to respond to stress with more clarity and composure rather than just reacting impulsively.
Yeah.
That's pretty empowering.
It is.
But it's not just about stress management, is it?
Right.
I'm curious how contemplative practices can impact our relationships with others.
Well, imagine you're having a conversation with someone, right?
Okay. Right.
And instead of just waiting for your turn to speak, you really listen.
Hmm.
Not just to their words.
Right.
But to the emotions behind them.
That sounds challenging, especially in our fast-paced world where everyone seems to be talking over each other.
Yeah.
Are you saying contemplative meditation can actually make us better listeners?
Think of it this way. During contemplative meditation, you're practicing observing your own thoughts without judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
That same skill can be applied to listening to others. You're creating a space for them to be heard, understood, and accepted without immediately jumping in with your own opinions or solutions.
I can see how that would create a sense of deeper connection and understanding.
Yeah.
It's like you're not just hearing their words, you're tuning into their whole being.
Uh-huh.
But can contemplative principles really be applied in a work setting? I mean, the business world is all about competition and getting things done quickly.
It might seem counterintuitive, but research shows that incorporating mindfulness and contemplative practices into the workplace can actually lead to greater productivity, creativity, and job satisfaction.
That's surprising. I would have thought meditation would be seen as like a distraction from work, not a way to enhance it. How does that actually work?
Well, when we're constantly bombarded with information and demands, it's easy to feel scattered and overwhelmed. Contemplative practices help us to create a sense of inner stillness amidst the chaos, allowing us to prioritize tasks, make more informed decisions, and even tap into our creative potential.
So instead of just reacting to whatever's in front of me, I can take a step back, reflect on the bigger picture, and approach challenges with a clearer mind.
Exactly.
It's like pressing the pause button so I can hit play with more intention and purpose.
Exactly. And when team members are encouraged to cultivate this inner awareness, it fosters a more collaborative and supportive work environment.
Hmm.
People are more likely to listen to each other, respect different perspectives, and come up with innovative solutions.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like you're creating a space for collective wisdom to emerge rather than just a bunch of individuals trying to push their own agendas.
Right.
But let's be realistic. Incorporating contemplative practices into a busy work schedule can be tough.
Yeah.
Any tips on how to make it work?
Well, start small. Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing at your desk or a short contemplative walk during your lunch break can make a big difference.
So it's not about adding another item to my already overflowing to-do list. It's about finding little pockets of space throughout the day to reconnect with myself and my intentions.
Precisely. And as you become more comfortable with these practices, you can start to integrate them into meetings and even brainstorming sessions.
I'm picturing like a team meeting where everyone takes a few moments to just breathe deeply and center themselves before diving into the agenda.
Right.
It sounds almost revolutionary.
It might seem unconventional, but by creating a space for mindfulness and reflection, you're setting the stage for more focused, productive, and even enjoyable interactions.
You've given us so many great ideas for applying contemplative principles in our daily lives. It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I'm a bit of a skeptic by nature. What would you say to someone who's hesitant to try contemplative meditation? Maybe they think it's too woo-woo, or they just don't have the patience for it.
I understand the skepticism.
Yeah.
But I would encourage anyone who's curious to just approach contemplative meditation with an open mind and a spirit of experimentation. You know, It's not about adopting any particular beliefs or dogma. It's simply about exploring the inner landscape of your own mind and discovering what works for you.
So it's more about personal exploration than trying to achieve some predetermined outcome.
Exactly. And you don't have to be a meditation master to reap the benefits.
I like that.
Just like any skilled contemplative practice takes time and patience, there will be days when your mind races, when distractions pull you away, and that's okay.
Right.
The key is to just keep returning to the practice, even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
It's about consistency rather than perfection. I can get behind that. You know, as we're talking, I'm realizing that this entire conversation has been a form of contemplative exploration in itself. We've been reflecting on these ideas, asking questions, and uncovering new insights together.
I love that observation.
Yeah.
It highlights the fact that contemplative practice can take many forms. You know,
yeah.
It's not limited to sitting on a cushion with your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. It can be woven into conversations,
yeah.
Nature walks, creative pursuits, even the way we approach our daily tasks.
It's really about bringing a quality of mindfulness and intention to everything we do.
Yeah.
And that's something we can all strive for, regardless of our beliefs or background.
Absolutely. It's about cultivating a deeper connection with ourselves, with others, and with the world around us.
And with that beautiful sentiment, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We've explored the depths of contemplative meditation, from its scientific foundations to its practical applications in daily life.
And in our final segment, we'll delve into some specific themes and questions that you can use to guide your own contemplative practice.
Stay tuned for more insights and inspiration as we continue our journey into the heart of contemplative meditation.
Okay, so we've covered like a lot of ground in our exploration of contemplative meditation, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about the science behind it,
mm-hmm.
the benefits,
yeah,
even how to kind of weave it into our everyday lives.
Right.
But I'm curious, are there specific questions or themes we can use as like starting points for our own contemplative practice?
It's wonderful that you're eager to put this into practice. And yes, choosing the theme can provide a focus for your reflections.
Okay.
Like a compass kind of guiding you through the inner landscape of your mind.
So it's not just about sitting in silence and hoping for like a breakthrough.
Right.
Having a theme gives our thoughts a direction.
A purpose.
The beauty of contemplative meditation is that like the possibilities are endless. You know,
right.
The key is to find a theme that resonates with your current needs and aspirations.
Can you give us some examples to like spark our imaginations?
Of course. Let's say you're feeling a lack of purpose or direction in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You could contemplate a question like, what are my unique gifts and talents?
Hmm.
Or what kind of impact do I want to make on the world?
Those are powerful questions.
Yeah.
I can see how reflecting on them could help clarify values and like long-term goals.
Exactly.
It's like taking inventory of your inner resources and then envisioning how to use them in like a meaningful way.
Exactly. And if you're feeling creatively blocked, you could explore themes around inspiration and imagination.
Okay.
Ask yourself, what sparks my curiosity?
Hmm.
Or what experiences bring me joy and make me feel truly alive?
I love that it's like a treasure hunt for your own passions and interests.
Yeah.
Using contemplation to unearth those hidden gems within.
And if you're struggling with a difficult decision or feeling overwhelmed by challenges, themes around resilience and inner strength can be incredibly helpful.
Okay.
You can ask yourself, what resources or strengths can I draw on to navigate this situation? Or what lessons can I learn from this experience that will help me grow?
It's like you're training your mind to become a problem solver.
Uh-huh.
Not by forcing answers, but by creating a space for insights to emerge naturally.
And sometimes simply reflecting on like a word or a phrase can be a powerful contemplative practice.
Yeah.
Words like compassion, forgiveness, or gratitude can evoke a range of emotions and insights.
I'm picturing myself focusing on the word gratitude.
Okay.
And noticing how my perspective shifts, how I become more aware of the blessings in my life, even amidst challenges.
That's the power of contemplative practice.
Yeah.
It's not about escaping reality, but about seeing it through a different lens, a lens of clarity, wisdom, and compassion.
It's like we're developing a new way of seeing not just ourselves, but the world around us.
Yeah.
And the more we practice, the more this new vision becomes integrated into our daily lives.
Precisely, the insights we gain during contemplative practice don't just stay confined to our meditation cushion. You know, they start to influence how we interact with others, how we approach our work, and how we navigate the ups and downs of life.
It's like we're planting seeds of awareness and wisdom that gradually blossom into a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
And as we conclude our deep dive into contemplative meditation, I invite you to carry these seeds with you. Nurture them with curiosity, patience, and a willingness to explore the depths of your own being.
And remember, the journey itself is the reward.
Yes.
Each step we take on the path of contemplative practice brings us closer to a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
Thank you for joining us on this exploration.
Until next time, keep diving deep.